It's 4:30 on Friday on Coast Country 103.9 and 106.3. That means it's time for the Outdoors Outlook, presented by Nanticoke Outfitters, where you can book your next crabbing or fishing adventure at nanticokeoutfitters.com or just follow the link at coastcountry.com. Captain Dave Fletcher from Nanticoke Outfitters joins us every Friday to get us ready for the water this weekend. And Captain Dave, all of a sudden, summer decided to show up this week. A lot of heat, some thunderstorms. I would imagine that might affect our local anglers. Is that right?
Oh, it definitely does. And you are right. It has showed up in full force. So it's kind of been hit or miss with the fishing. But I'll tell you, if you pick the right windows with the right tide and find some good water, you can still get in some really good fishing right now.
You know, there's one thing that I've learned from chatting with you over the last couple of months doing this report is that there's so much that goes into preparing to go out and enjoy some fishing, you know, looking at the tides, worrying about the weather, what the regulations are. I mean, there's just a lot that goes into it.
Yeah, that's right. And there's no doubt that you've got to understand that and pay attention to it. And that's really where we can come in. We can help folks by letting them know the right time to fish and where to fish. And you book a trip with us and you can learn a lot because I like to teach and talk about that while we're out there fishing. But I'll tell you, this report helps too. And some of the things that we share will help folks go to the right place at the right time and take advantage of the tide report that you present every day as well. So today, let's start in Maryland. The tributaries, still hot. We're still catching a lot of catfish, white perch, and snakeheads. Now, recently, the rock fishing has slowed down a bit, especially with all the storm runoff that's really impacted our water clarity. But I'll tell you, the speckled trout are still providing great casting opportunities, and the red drum have been lights out. You've seen probably some videos online and social media. The red drum fishing is super hot right now and a lot of fun. Cobia have just started showing up. Now, it's a little slow, but they're here, and that means it's only going to get better. The crabbing, still going well. Razor clams, still the most popular bait, but as crabbers know, they get harder and harder to find. So don't be afraid to start using chicken necks this time of year now that it's starting to warm up.
Now, Dave, you just mentioned another fish that I hadn't heard of before, cobia. And I feel like, you know, every time we talk, you mention another species that at least is new to me.
Yes, and cobia are extremely fun to fish for, especially when sight fishing. But I'll tell you right now, Smith Point, Pocomoke Sound, and the Target Ship are the hot spots for cobia this week. And if you're into cobia fishing, I would definitely get out there right now. So, moving into Ocean City, surf fishing has been really tough due to these storms. And I talked to some anglers yesterday, and they were catching some rays and kingfish and small bluefish. The striped bass and the bluefish are still being caught at the Route 50 bridge. Flounder can be found wherever you can find clear water. If the water is cloudy with a lot of grass floating around, not the best place to try. Honestly, the best flounder fishing is still out at the wrecks and the reefs. Another cool thing that has just showed up, speaking of new fish, triggerfish have started to show up at the wrecks and the reefs as well. We caught some nice triggerfish earlier this week. And we're catching Spanish mackerel and bluefish while trolling over the reefs and some of the wrecks.
Well, that's two new fish that you've talked about in this report today. And maybe, I guess, is that part of what keeps the excitement going for anglers throughout the season is that as the days and weeks go by, you get the triggerfish, the Spanish mackerel, the cobia, and those that you've been telling us about?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's funny. As anglers, we're always getting excited because we know roughly when they're going to start to show up, and we all want to be the first angler to catch that new fish that has migrated into our area. So, yeah, so it's really exciting this time of year as new fish are moving in. So, moving into Delaware, in the Delaware Bay, the white perch and catfish in tidal rivers and the creeks have been really, really good, especially for the kids. Now, bloodworms is always the hot bait, but they are in short supply. Don't be afraid to try fish bites for the perch and cut bait for the catfish. Keeper-sized flounder, still happening in the Lewis and Rehoboth canals. Now, moving over to the Indian River Inlet, the croaker, I mentioned last week that they started showing up. Well, they're in pretty good numbers now at the inlet. Live minnows is catching the flounder from the Coast Guard station to the Indian River Marina. So that changed a little bit from last week. the small rockfish are getting caught on bucktails that are fished along the rocks there, but the larger rockfish are being caught at night on live eels.
Now, night fishing is something I've seen photos of it before, and I guess it probably is a good thing. You know, you avoid the heat of the daytime, you don't have to worry about the sunscreen, and it's probably less crowded, right?
That's right, absolutely. And I tell you, you pick the right tide at night, you can almost be guaranteed some really good fishing. And that's at both inlets, Indian River Inlet and the Ocean City Inlet. So, some upcoming events you might want to participate in. The Ocean City Tuna Tournament is next weekend. Now, you may not be participating in it, but if you want to, you can certainly find a captain that needs more anglers. But what's even more exciting is show up at the weigh-in. The weigh-in start at 4 p.m. at the Ocean City Fishing Center, both Saturday and Sunday. Delaware has the Take a Kid Fishing events. That's a great program that they do. Delaware State Parks holds these free events. There's one this Saturday, 9 to noon, at the Aquatic Resources Education Center in Smyrna. Well, Gary, that's it for this weekend's Outdoors Outlook. Be sure to stay hydrated and use sunscreen. And as always, please remember to take a child hunting or fishing so we can keep them outdoors, living the good life that we are blessed with here on the Delmarva Peninsula.